They were unlikely settlers of the American heartland, children shipped from New York City orphanages to small towns in the Midwest in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. As C.J. Genovi from Here and Now contributor KCUR reports, a town in Kansas is making sure they're not forgotten.
There's only one train line left in Concordia, Kansas, and these days it hauls grain. But more than a century ago, there were passenger trains, and one of them carried a group of orphaned children from New York. It stopped in Wayne, Kansas, where families took some of those children home.
And so the kids who were not chosen in Wayne came to the end of the line in Concordia and then were chosen.
That's Shaylee George, the curator of the Orphan Train Museum in the old Union Pacific Station.
Well, welcome to our depot. It was built in 1917.
Inside, big black and white photos show children trapped in the poverty of New York slums in the 1800s. A social reformer named Charles Loring Brace figured the orphans would be better off if they found new homes with families out west.
And so he sends the first load of children, 46 of them, to Dowagiac, Michigan.
The kids who weren't chosen by waiting families went on to Iowa City. After that, more trains came.
Where there's up to 100 children on a train, and they're going across the nation, and they're stopping in different communities. A town selects maybe 10, they get back on the train, they keep going.
The children came from two big orphanages, the Children's Aid Society and the New York Foundling Hospital. Some ended up in bad situations, but most found good homes, thanks to citizens who made sure kids were placed with good families.
I just know that my grandfather was on that train. They came, I think, in about 1911, I believe it was. He was 9 years old, and he came out of New York.
Jim Garwood inherited his grandfather's farm. Other descendants didn't know their family's history, like the daughters of Marie Cody, who arrived in Belleville, Kansas, as an infant. Curator Shaylee George points to a glass case.
She wore the bonnet that you see there with the green little tag of number 25.
Cody lived to be over 100, but for most of her life, she didn't tell her family she was an orphan train rider. And with riders being placed in all of the contiguous 48 states, there were family mysteries from coast to coast. One day in the 1980s, a woman down in Arkansas named Mary Ellen Johnson was working on a local history book.
One of the stories that we got in was a group of children who came out of New York City to Springdale and were given to various and sundry people in the community. I got really interested in that, and I found two of them still living that had come on that train in 1912.
Each one thought they were the only one.
And I said, you all were not on the same train. So there must have been more than one and more than two.
Actually, there were countless trains.
It went on for 75 years.
A quarter of a million kids. Johnson started the Orphan Train Heritage Society of America. They held reunions all around the country.
They would just hug, and they were just so tickled to find each other. And there was a kind of a family feeling amongst them that continued for the next 15, 20 years.
Johnson gathered information on thousands of orphans, but she couldn't keep doing all the work herself. Meanwhile, the folks in Concordia, Kansas, had discovered their own orphan train history. Sue Sutton was a teacher at the community college who had hosted lectures and written a play about the orphan trains. One of her colleagues even donated the old depot for a museum. Sutton figured she'd better give Mary Ellen Johnson a call.
I told her about what our plans were, and she said, you wouldn't want any of this stuff, would you?
The stuff was all of Johnson's research. So now there's a whole separate building where Lori Halfhide volunteers as a genealogist.
It's not like looking for your ancestors and just keeping going back, because these kids had name changes, they had location changes. It's kind of a different ball game.
Halfhide fields a couple hundred requests for information each year. But interest isn't only about genealogy. There's been a PBS documentary and books like Christina Baker Klein's best-selling novel, Orphan Train. Curator Shaylee George says the museum's a destination for book clubs and for people who can't make it all the way to Kansas.
Train that we're all riding is taking us to our home.
Musicians Phil Lancaster and Allison Moore are the museum's official outreach arm. They're based in Texas, but they travel the country with a show about the orphan trains.
We are all just orphans.
As the few remaining riders near the end of their lives, all these people are making sure their story lives on.
Somewhere way out.
For Here and Now, I'm CJ Janovy.
Never will forget the stars in Kansas. But I can't seem to remember my father's name. I wrote it on a piece of paper, a thing fell to the floor. I'm afraid that where I'm going, I won't need it anymore.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Eric Westervelt.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.